This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What is the effect of the Quran upon you? When was the last time you recited an ayah, you said, Ya Allah, and you began to weep? When? Muslim narrates on the authority of Hudhayfa an experience that he had when he prayed with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam during the night. And Hudhayfa was there for a very long time. He recited Surah Al-Baqarah and then Surah Al-Nisa, chapter 4, and then Surah Ali Imran. He was reciting on and on and on. I mean, when I calculated it, you're talking at least 4 hours in one rakah. And then he bowed down for a similar duration to the standing. And then when he prostrated, it was a similar time to the bowing. Hudhayfa said, يَقْرَأُ مُتَرَسِّلًا. He was reciting the Quran calmly, leisurely. إِذَا مَرَّ بِسُؤَالٍ سَأَلْ. If he came across an ayah that speaks of a request from Allah, he made a request. He paused. Ya Rabbi, give me. Ya Rabbi, bless me. Ya Rabbi, shower upon me. In dynamic relationship with the Book of Allah. وَإِذَا مَرَّ بِآيَةِ عَذَابٍ تَعَوَّذْ. If he comes across an ayah that speaks of punishment, he would stop. Ya Rabbi, protect me. Ya Rabbi, shield me from that punishment. Yeah. So this is something that we can do when reciting the Book of Allah in salah, as many scholars have said, naam, in salah. And a similar experience was narrated by Awf ibn Malik al-Ajja'i when he prayed with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And a similar experience with Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. In fact, Ibn Mas'ud, he said, I prayed with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam at night, hatta hamamtu bi amri su', till I was on the verge of doing something bad. They said, what were you going to do? He said, I wanted to sit down, give my salam and leave. That's too long. And who is saying this? The scholar of the Quran, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Allahu Akbar, our messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam. وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. Allah said to him, recite the Quran in a measured recitation. So he moved, he interacted with the Quran. What is your reaction, brothers and sisters? When you hear it, or when you recite it, what is your reaction? Ask yourself this question, dear brother, dear sister. And one of the easiest ways to measure yourself where you are with respect to this one here is to see how do you behave with the commandments and prohibitions of the Quran. Look at the words of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, who said, لا تنثروه نثر الدقل ولا تهذوه هذ الشعر قفوا عند عجائبه وحركوا به القلوب ولا يكون هم أحدكم آخر السورة. He said, don't recite the Quran as if it is old dates falling off a tree. And don't recite it hastily as if you are reciting poetry. Rather, pause at the wonders of the Quran and move hearts through its verses, and don't make your main priority getting to the other end of the surah. Don't make your main priority getting to the other end of the surah. That should be the last of your concerns. The main concern is, Ya Rab, is the medicine coming into my heart? Am I changing? And let me give you an example of a people who changed when the Book of Allah was recited. Our mother Aisha, she said, as Bukhari writes in his Sahih, يَرْحَمُ اللَّهُ نِسَاءَ الْمُهَاجِرَاتِ الْأُوَلِ. May Allah have mercy upon the early immigrant women, the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? She said, because when the verses of hijab were revealed, وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرِهِنَّ عَلَى جُيُوبِهِنَّ. When the verses of hijab were revealed, she said, شَقَّقْنَ مُرُوتَهُنَّ فَاخْتَمَرْنَ بِهَا. The moment the verses of hijab were revealed, look, Quran, they began to rip their outer garments. They began to tear apart their outer thick garments and they began to cover themselves with it. Look, they didn't need a carefully crafted JPEG Instagram post. They didn't need hours upon hours of convincing through Friday sermon or lecture. They needed an ayah. When Allah Jalla Jalaluhu finally prohibited alcohol, measure this against your addiction, your yearning, your craving that you and I may be struggling to desist from till this day. When the ayah prohibiting alcohol finally arrived after phases Allah said, فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ Will you now desist? Umar رضي الله عنه said, انتهينا يا رب انتهينا يا رب This is the end of it. يا ربي, this is the end of alcohol. Who can say that? When the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, صحيح مسلم, came across a companion who was wearing a gold ring, he took it off his hand and launched it. He said to him, يَعْمَدُ أَحَدُكُمْ إِلَى جَمْرَةٍ مِنْ نَارِ فَيَجْعَلُهَا فِي يَدِهِ Why is it that I see one of you taking an ember of fire and putting it on his hand? Why is it that I see one of you taking an ember, a live coal, putting it on his hand? So a man came to this companion when the Messenger ﷺ disappeared. He said to him, خُذْ خَاتَمَكْ إِنْتَفِعْ بِهِ Why don't you go and take your ring? Make some sort of use of it. That's just gold being thrown on the floor. Make some sort of use of it. The companion said, La wallah, La wallah, La akhuduhu wa qad tarahahu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By Allah, I will never do that. How can I pick up something that the Messenger of Allah threw away? How can I pick it up? Say the same, dear brother, dear sister, to yourself. That relationship outside of marriage, for example, is something the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam threw away. How can I pick it up? That cigarette that you and I may be lighting post iftar. Yeah. The salah that we are sleeping through. The interest-based transaction we're still engaged in. The bad language that you and I may use when falling out with our spouse. These are things he threw away. Why are we picking them up? Hijablessness, or a hijab that mimics an attire that is not ours. That's something the Messenger threw away. Why are we picking it up? He said, by Allah, I will never pick up something that the Messenger of Allah threw away. Allahu Akbar.